Hello everyone, you are listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. My name is Claire Kilborn, and you're listening to my show Final Girl. But before we get into the show today, let's hear a quick PSA. This one's all about sleep.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
All right, everyone, we're back. And guys, I have another guest in the studio today. I just, you know, I'm really popular and I have so many friends. And Maggie's headphones aren't working, but I just spoiled who is here. Okay, introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. Sorry, I can't hear myself, so I might be screaming. I'm so excited to be here. I have been friends with Claire since first grade, I want to say, right? So I'm so excited to be back.
Yay. I was just saying in the lobby, like, sorry, you can hear the chair squeaking, but there's a lot of Fiona Apple fans in the building, and I think that Maggie and I, and among, like, literally probably everyone else here, could all be tied for, like, number one Fiona Apple fans, but, like, Maggie and I are winning it. Like, we're taking the joint award. Yeah, so that's kind of another spoiler for what the episode is all about today. We're going to be doing a Fiona Apple-themed episode like I do every semester. This is the third Fiona Apple-themed episode that I've done because I've had the show for 3 semesters. It's the second one with Maggie. Maggie was on last spring when I had my show on digital. And I don't think I had a guest last semester for the Fiona Apple episode. If you want to say anything else before we get into it, you can.
Not sure I have anything to add, but as Claire said, I'm a huge Fiona Apple fan, and Claire showed me some super cool music that we're going to be playing today, so I'm really, really excited.
Yay! Okay, so we're going to have a lot to say about these songs, so we're just going to hop right into it with the music. So the first song that we're going to play is Largo, by Fiona Apple, none other. And this is from the Idler Wheel. It has a longer name because it's Fiona Apple. But it was released in 2012, and I really love this album. I think that it's a little bit underrated by people who just know of Fiona Apple. Like, they're like, there's not a ton of hits from it, like When the Pawn or Tidal. But anyways, this is Largo, and I really hope that you guys enjoy it as much as I do. Okay, bye.
I was recently rid of a mannequin, so I caught me a cab to see Flanagan. I told the cabbie the alley and back. I told myself coming would keep me intact. Flanny shouts from the second floor as I cross the lot to the kitchen door. I see Guillermo and give him some lip, and I cross to the bar, Ellen pours me a nip, and I look to the stage as the rock rages. John is on, and how could I listen without wanting to be with him? And how could I have thought that I was ever alone? I feel like singing and drinking and stuff, and I don't but I'll cry. Handle me like family, and that'll be enough to keep me from dying when I wanna die. When over the rainbow's too far, go to Largo, Largo, to Largo. When over the rainbow's too far, go to Largo, Largo, to Largo. I'm hopping scotches with Loretta and Barbara, barely containing my rapturous songs. John's calling names here like Stendhal's reindeer on Palmer, on Lee's, on Sarah, on Sean. I love watching the Watkins when they're rocking with Garza. I want to be part of the band, oh. And when Mr. Tench is on the bench, I want to be the piano. I feel like singing and drinking and stuff, and I don't wanna care if I stumble or cry. Handle me like family, and that'll be enough to keep me from dying when I wanna die. When over the rainbow's too far, go to Largo, go to Largo, go to Largo. When over the rainbow's too far, go to Largo, go to Largo, go to Largo.
Trailing poppies behind me, so you don't even know that I've been.
Okay, the second song that you heard was I'd Like to Take a Walk Around in Your Mind by Vashti Bunyan. This is from the 1970 album, Just Another Diamond Day. Yeah, I really like this song. Maggie, do you have anything to say about it?
Yeah, Claire and I were just talking about how much we like this song. And we were saying maybe we should have opened with it because we're trying to build up the intensity a little as we go.
That's how I like to do it on Final Girl. Like, I like to start out slow and then have all of my, like, faster-paced songs at the end. And then the second song was Sand River by Beth Gibbons and Rustin Mann. This was released on an album called Out of Season in 2002. Yeah, I like it. Again, it's slower. I guess we should have done those two and then Largo, because it's kind of... Anyway, it doesn't really matter, because you guys heard them, and they're all really good, so it's fine. But the next song that we're going to play... Oh, so did you have anything to say about the last song? Maggie says no. Beth Gibbons from Portishead. We're going to play some Portishead later, too. I feel like I've been playing a lot of, like... women who are like the singers in bands. I've been playing a lot of like their solo music. Like I did that with who is it? Okay, now I'm not remembering, but whatever. Oh, like Kim Deal. I did that with like 3 songs last week by Kim Deal, but they were all from like different projects that she's been in, like her solo projects or whatever. Anyways, so the next song that I'm gonna play is Mary by Black Country New Road. This is from their new album, Forever How Long. It was released just a few weeks ago. I played a song from this album last week on the show. I really like it, but I still haven't listened to the full album. But anyways, this is Mary by Black Country New Road, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. Okay, bye.
She stumbles down the stairway. Porridge on I won't be long to dad sat in his chair. Shoves it down, let's take the towel and make this week a wonder. Better than the one before, but she knows it won't be so. A train approaches.
Hi, guys. Yep, it's us. It's the rumors are true. We're back. That second song was Glide by Lily Shu Shu. And that was released in 2008. We've been doing a lot of early 2000s stuff, which I guess is like timely for Fiona Apple. That woman has had an awesome career from like the mid 90s all the way till now. Apparently she's releasing a new one of her own songs in a couple weeks,
which I'm so hype about.
Lean in a little bit.
Claire and I freak out whenever we get even like the slightest bit of Fiona Apple. Like she released a cover and like we died.
She released a cover of Heart of Gold by Neil Young. It's so good. I thought about playing it on the show, but I think I might save it for next week to play.
Yeah, I think you got to stick to Fiona Apple's guns, which is her songwriting, when you're doing a Fiona Apple episode. So
yeah,
I approve.
It's my favorite thing. I feel like I've talked about this a lot with a bunch of different people, but like Fiona Apple's not on social media, but she has a roommate named Zelda, and they've lived together for years. And Zelda always posts Fiona updates. So she posted on Twitter the other day. She's like, Fiona has a new song coming out. And I was like, yes.
Yes. Thank you, Zelda. I feel like she knows how to access us when needed.
But exactly.
I respect that she can't always be in the limelight.
I don't know. I think it's so Fiona. Like, it would be weird if Fiona Apple was on Instagram. Like, that would be weird.
Imagine her, like, looking at, like a story.
No, I can't. I don't know. She's so authentic in the way that social media is completely inauthentic to its core. Like, I know we all love to be, like, casual Instagram is back. Like, I'm being myself on social media. But no. Like, those photo dumps are curated. I spend a half an hour on each story post. Like,
yeah, that story post Claire Kilborn just posted, that was, we selected the image. Don't even.
Speaking of Instagram, go follow finalgirl.wmuc on Instagram.
I'm always plugging the Instagram because it's the only way that I know how to tune in. So I sent it to my mom today. Don't worry.
Do you want to say that, since we're halfway through the episode, do you want to say the station ID?
I literally can't read that.
Okay, it's okay. Guys, if you're just tuning in now, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park. And if you're really feeling fancy with it, you can be like, where college radio is good radio.
Where college radio is good radio.
Yeah, there's like a whole folder of like famous people have done taglines. I think John Lennon has one, but I don't play that one because I don't mess with John Lennon like that. Anyways, there's a lovely band practice going on behind us. But anyways, back to the show for some more music, because I know that my voice is awesome to listen to, but you guys are here for the music. The next song we're going to play is Glory Box by Portishead. This is from the 1994 album Dummy. I love this album, and this song is so good. I've had it on repeat for weeks. It's just, like, classic. I mean, this is Beth Gibbons singing again. I played a song with her singing earlier in the episode, or we played. Do you have anything to say about this song?
No, I mean, I like this one because, like, it's, like, a little bit more mainstream in the way that, like, Claire sent me the playlist, and I was like, oh, I know that one. But sometimes I think that's for a reason, and I'm excited to hear it again, so.
Yeah. We've got some good songs coming up the rest of the... I mean, they've all been good, because we picked them. But anyways, this is Glory Box by Portishead, and I hope you guys enjoy listening to it. Okay, bye. Thank you. Okay, we're back. All right, the second song you heard was The Sensual World by Kate Bush. This was released in 1989. Yeah, I think it's cool. It sounds a little like Celtic, kind of. brought me back to my roots, if you know, you know. Do you have anything to say about it?
No, I feel like you honestly summed it up there. Yeah.
I've started telling people about my past career in Irish dance, and people are like, there's no way. I pulled that out at the Indie Sleaze party, and people were like, whoa.
Yeah, honestly, like, I've known Claire for, like, most of our, like, sentient conscious lives, and, like, it was something I feel like I always forgot, and then I'd, like, be in your house, and I'd see, like, your lace-up shoes. But let's not act like I didn't do Irish dance.
No,
too.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all have crosses to bear.
We all do. And especially going to a Catholic school and being Irish. It
just... Exactly. People here seem to think that it's cool, though. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll be more open about it. I don't know. But anyways, we have more music. We only have 25 more minutes. Oh my god. But you guys, I just wanted to say, I reached 39 listeners, which is, it beats my record of 37 that I set last semester. And I'm really excited. So shout out to all 39 of you. I don't know. I'm glad that you're all here. Fiona Apple really brings people together. But sometimes I feel like I'm talking to the void when I'm sitting in here, like, by myself in this dark studio talking into the mic. And it's kind of crazy that people are actually on the other end listening. But I really appreciate it because I love to share my music with people. And it would be really cool if there's some random people listening to this who've never met me in their life. And I don't know if that's happening, but it would be cool. Anyways, thank you guys for being here and listening. The next song that we have for you is Anything We Want by Fiona Apple. This is also from The Idler Wheel, which was released in 2012. I love this song. I had it on repeat a couple weeks ago. What else do you want to say about this song?
Yeah, I mean, I love that we're giving The Idler Wheel some love tonight because I just don't think it gets enough. And also, I think there's, like, I think it's such a unique album from Fiona Apple, and, like, she has so, like, all of her albums are unique, so I think that this one's just such a standout, and I think there's some real hidden gems in there, and this is for sure one of them. I love this song.
Yeah, it's so good, so I hope that you guys like it as much as we do. Again, this is Anything We Want by Fiona Apple.
My cheeks were reflecting the longest wavelength. My fan was folded up and grazing my forehead. And I kept touching my neck to guide your eyes.
Places that I wanted you to kiss me when we
10. We're 8 years old playing hooky. I draw on the wall and you can play UFC rookie. Then we'll grow up, take our clothes off.
Yay! it's us again. We've been talking a lot, like kind of every other song, but I think that's okay. The last song was One Line by PJ Harvey, and this is from the 2000 album Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. I love this album. I've played so much of it on the show before because I just think PJ Harvey's the coolest. Do you have anything to say about her?
No, I think she is so cool, and we often talk about Fiona Apple as one of our favorite cool girls, but I think, like, if you ever use any sort of, like when I'm on Spotify and I, like, go to, like, add more songs to a playlist, like, PJ Harvey always comes up when I have Fiona Apple on a playlist, and I think very telling.
In a good way. Guys, I've been using tone indicators recently, like, in a really ironic way. Like, PJ Harvey is always suggested / pause. Because I've been really worried about, like, coming off in the wrong way, which is something I'm working on. But, like, I don't know. I think it's a funny way to, like,
using them verbally is, I think, especially.
Oh, I'm not using them when I'm, like, texting like people do. No, I'm using them verbally. Anyways, the next song that we're gonna play is Blood Roses by Tori Amos. This is from Boys for Pelée, which was released in 1996. Yeah, this is, like, one of her biggest albums. I really like it. I've played some songs from this album, before on the show, but I don't know, I think this song is so cool. Do you have anything to say about it, or about Tori Amos in general? Okay. Maggie also loves her, so, like, don't even worry about it. Okay, this is Blood Roses by Tori Amos. Enjoy.
Blood roses, back on the street now. Blood roses, back on the street now. Can't forget the things you never said. On days like these, starts me thinking. Chickens get a taste, you'll make it. Chickens get a taste, you'll make, yes. You gave him your blood and your warm little down. He likes killing you after you're done. You think I'm queer? I think you're queer. Shit, I think you're queer. I think you're queer. I shaved every place when you've been born. I said I shaved every place when you've been. Yes. Blood roses back on the street now. from the throat of the loon. At least when you cry now, he can even hear you. When chickens get a taste, you're meat girl. Come on, 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 come on. When he sucks you deep, yes. Sometimes you're nothing but me.
To like do the intro to me talking besides like Hey guys, I'm back.
I feel like you should like fade in, like, you know, you can make that a setting on your music, like to like fade between songs. Like, I feel like you should start singing along for the transition.
Oh, okay. Because I have it like fading into silence right now. Okay, so do you guys want, you like, you wanted to hear me sing the end of Persephone by the Cockatoos?
Be
like,
yes. Yeah, I almost expect it next time.
Okay, I'll work on it for next show. But guys, this is bringing us to the end of the show because it's already 8:56. But the second song you heard was Persephone by Cockatoo Twins. I love them. I think they're cool. They sound a little haunting, kind of similar to Fiona Apple with some of their stuff. Yeah, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would say. I feel haunted by the Cockatoo Twins. I also feel we ended up axing Bjork.
Sorry, Bjork.
And I feel like that only would have added to the haunting element. So you got enough.
That's all right. But anyways, thank you guys for listening today. My name is Claire Kilborn, and this has been Maggie Lynch with me, and you've been listening to Final Girl on WMUC FM College Park. And we're going to end the show with one more Fiona Apple song, To Your Love from When the Poem, and I hope that you guys enjoy this. Okay. Good night. Goodbye.
Here's another speech you wish I'd swallow. Another cue for you to fold your ears. Another train of thought too hard to follow. Chugging along to the song that belongs to the shifting of gears. Please forgive me for my distance, plain as evident in my existence. Please forgive me for my distance, shame is manifest in my resistance. To your love, to your love, to your love. Even try to be civil to myself.